Hello, friends. Good Friday to you all, and welcome to Vladcast number 11. I was originally going to blog this, but I figured it would be more fun to actually talk it out. I want to cover a topic that's very near and dear to my heart, and it's called determination. Over the past few years, I've been very fortunate to get a lot of friends on the internet, to gain personal connections with people all over the world. I talked to a lot of you, some in the course of business, some personal, and my blog really reflects my thoughts, what I actually talk about, what I do, my thoughts, my frustrations, and really what consumes my entire life at the moment. So as you've seen, I've really tried to help and write about the topics that most of you have had problems with. So many of you ask about running a business, about growing a business, about getting things done, so on and so forth. And I respond. I write about what I think, about what I do, how I go about everything. And I can tell that it's being appreciated just by looking at the ratio of thank yous to flame bombs. I appreciate all the people that reached out to me and giving me some more information to help me improve myself, so I wanted to kind of give back a little and help you improve yourself. One thing that often comes up in conversations with the other CEOs and business owners that I deal with is the matter of determination. You know, you have a plan, you've reviewed the plan, you've organized yourself, your staff, everybody's on the ball, everybody knows what to do, and then it gets time to actually do it. And then people get distracted. They get sleepy, they get drunk, they take time off, they go for a vacation. You gotta let that filter through. You can't let yourself be distracted. Say the phone rings. Well, fuck it, let it ring. Does that matter? Not really. You're trying to get something done. Someone walks into your office. Awesome. The door was closed for a reason, bitch. Get the fuck out. Outlook pop-up comes up and gives you some breaking news. You know, Brittany's drunk again. So what? Who cares? Does that have anything to do with a task that you have at hand? Usually not. You see, lots and lots of things happen throughout the day. Some are good, but for the most part, shit just happens. And shit happens all the damn time, almost all of it out of my control. But if I don't do anything about my own job, then more and more stuff will happen outside of my control. So I ignore it. I only focus on what I'm able to do, what I do day to day. So what is my job today? How do I do it? And that, dear friends, is determination. It's finding out what needs to be done, doing it, and then celebrating that accomplishment of having completed something. So I want you to play along with me. Today is Friday. It's the easiest and the least stressful day of the work week. So you can focus. You can ignore all the other external elements. Look at your task list. Find the worst damn thing on that list. I mean, pick an item that you've been avoiding for months, weeks. Something that seems so difficult, like it will take all the time, effort, and restraint in the world. Like you're going to choke somebody to be able to get this thing done. Then sit down, get over your shit, and get it done. Just fucking do it. No distractions, no other opportunities, nothing else matters. Just finish that one thing. Even if it takes you all day, even if you can't do anything else, even if you can't look at YouTube and free ones, even if you can't do anything else, just get this one task done that's been on your shoulders, on your back all this time. And I guarantee you, the energy you get from that one thing will allow you to go on and hit the next task, and the next task, and the next task. That discipline, that determination will get you through life, will get you through business, and get you something more successful. That is the whole secret, folks. The energy that you will get from getting that single hard thing done will be enough to get you through the next big thing. Yeah, it's going to take a little bit of energy. You might lose some sleep. You might have to hold on to your restraints. You might have to hold back on doing and saying certain things. So you know what? Fine. Bottle it. But by the time you're done, your life will be a whole lot less complicated. And if you have any aggression left in you, you can certainly get rid of it through your blog. There's just one thing you got to remember. Yo, yo, if you got to be a monkey, be a gorilla. So there you go. It's Friday. It's time to get some shit done. Go out and do it. You love the sound of my voice.
Oh, yes.